right away by starlight. I don't think they have been here for a while. Yeah, that doesn't look like it, because I see three Bjork songs and two Sifjin Stevan songs from last show, which means that was the auto player. Oh yeah. Okay, so I found this album called So-So Spins Tokyo. And I want to do more research on it before I just like lie on air about it, but I found this track by So-So called Error Sound a while ago, and I really loved it because it opens with this kind of like beatbox, you know, that slowly transitions into something kind of digital. Really, really love that. Already I'm like, I've always loved this kind of like synthesis between the organic and the inorganic, and like especially in music, how much can we push that boundary. And then he has like such strong like glitch elements, and it's very, very like mid-tempo, very heavy. And I really liked the track, but I never really like looked into the artist that much, I feel like. Or perhaps I don't think it's a collab. Let me check. Or it is a collab with Koan, right? Let me see. Am I doing this right? Error Sound by So-So. Or is it just by So-So? It's just by So-So. I'm wrong. Maybe there's another song called Error by Koan or something. But I don't know. I guess I just never did my due diligence. But checked them out today. Found this album from April. And it's so cool. Like, it's so, so cool. I'm loving it so much. I listened to it like 3 or 4 times today. It's like a 1-hour mix. I sent it to my former housemate, Ryan, who's no longer an ex-housemate. That's not how I'll refer to him. And my current housemate, Alex, I interrupted him for a little bit. And I also sent it to my girlfriend on the spot. I was like, man, I'm loving this album. And I was kind of like, maybe I should stop showing it to people, and I can just like, you know, I've been working on mixing lately, and like, oh my God, the stuff I've shown my friends is terrible lately, but I promise it's not all bad. But anyway, I was like, maybe I can save some of these and like put them in a mix later, and then people can be like, what was that? And I'd be like, yo, that was So-So. But that might be a long ways away. And in the meantime, this album is way too good to like sleep on. So, unfortunately, all of the song names are, or I should say, unfortunately, I don't know what songs are which yet, because I haven't committed them super to memory, and all of the sound names are based on like a place in Japan. And my understanding of this album, or at least from first listen, is that he took the subway system like throughout Japan, or like the metro system, and like live sampled things at different stations and areas and made tracks for each place, maybe. I'm not super positive about that, but that would be super sick if that is what it was. In any case, every track is littered with tons of like ambient sounds, either like birds or people talking, or most importantly, like you'll hear train tracks or like subway announcements telling you where doors are opening, or you know, where to move to get to certain connections and stuff like that. And it's really, I don't know, it's cool. As I was listening to it, it gave me kind of like this, you check out this movie called August Rush, I guess. But it's about this like kid prodigy who just hears music everywhere. And I think like every once in a while, I'm not a kid prodigy, but I love trying to find like a rhythm or a pattern in pretty much anything, whether that is like the intonation of how a digital reconstruction of human speech kind of just didn't put emphasis on any syllables. So it's talked very monotonously, and that gave it a little bit of a rhythm right there, you know. Something like that. I love trying to pick out those kind of things. So hearing an album like this where it's just like littered with that, super, super fun. And also later on looking into it, the beatboxing from his first track is him. He's like a beatboxer, and a lot of the percussion and like basses in this are fusions of him beatboxing with a lot of like effects and stuff thrown on it, which is super cool. So I have a couple that I saved that I thought were like astoundingly digital. And then I also saved a couple that I thought were like just like really, really crazy and like kind of disgusting. But I want to, or like disgusting in a good way, like, you know, the ones that make you go like, oh, what was that? But let me try. I'm gonna botch all of these, but let's try Ugui Sudani. That one's really good. And then we can maybe try Tabata, because I really like how he uses the vocal for that one. I think I've spoken about this before too, but Japanese Japanese speech is comprised of like a very low information dense language, and that's because like all of their sounds are very similar and short, like they carry the same amount of information, I suppose, and that like they don't have any emphasis, so there's no like way to convey different meaning like by saying it slightly differently, right? So they get a very syncopated and a very steady tone, and it makes for a very easy way to like create patterns and structures out of it, which is why I think it's one of the easier languages to learn too. It's a first for a lot of people, also probably for entertainment reasons and stuff, but anyway, I think he really, you know, takes full advantage of that in some of his mixing with the syllables in this, and Tabata is a good example of that. So I'll probably play one or two of these. All of these mix really well into each other. I'll be jumping around, so it won't be doing that. But really cool album. Definitely can't recommend it enough. Let's get into it. This is Ugui Sudani. Maybe we'll do Tabata, and maybe we'll do one more. We'll see. It is getting a little later, and I do have work tomorrow. But let's get into it. Here is Ugui Sudani. It's so interesting. I love when people take familiar sounds and twist them up so your brain still latches on to something. Like, there's so many, like, you hear, like, a turnstile, a card deny sound, you know, like a phone going off, all kinds of stuff throughout this album. And it gets, like, loosely twisted into something else, you know? It's so cool. It feels so, like, I don't know, erratic, I guess. I think, like, there's a lot of studies that go to show, like, I think sometimes, like, that more, that music that dips between familiarity and kind of chaos can be really helpful for focus in some individuals, so definitely noticed that today while I had this on loop for, like, 3 times in a row or something while I'm just, like, coding away my silly little algorithms, which is what I do at my job. That is my official title, Silly Algorithm Coder. Yeah, let's go into Tabata. I really like this one. And maybe we'll play... I did save Akihabara because I think that one's like a little bit more digital, and I really like that. If that last one wasn't. But yeah, oh my gosh. I'm in the studio like grinning cheek to cheek while I listen to this because it's so fun. Like, it's so, so cool. I think this would be... I don't know, it's inspiring stuff. I'm excited to kind of take whatever I can from around the house and like see if I can make it sound weirder. I don't know, or something. It's really fun. It's also like, it just sounds like it's fun to be in the studio and be like, I liked this line, or I liked hearing this out in the open or something, or that's a groove. Like just the other day, I think someone like stumbled over asking me paper or plastic, and they said like paper or plastic or something, you know, and I was like, boom, that's a rhythm, that's a groove, and it was stuck in my head for like 5.5 minutes, you know. It's cool to hear this actually turned into something that sounds like something that I want to listen to, because like even in a movie like August Rush, sometimes it was a little like embellished, right? And you're like, yeah, technically that is a subway car going at like a certain rhythm, and the birds, I don't know if the birds would be chirping, you know, on point like that, but okay. This is kind of cool. It's a fun orchestration of that stuff. Anyway, I'm gonna stop yapping so much. Here is Tabata, and then we'll do one more, who knows. I'll maybe just pick a random one. We'll go crazy. Let's get into it. Like I guess the mix into the next track. I did look it up also. Yes, this was made with a live looping synth as he rode the train from station to station on a certain line. I already forgot the name. Yamamate. I don't think it's Yamamoto, that's something else. Yamamate, like Yamata something. Oh god. Yamamate line. Japan. Wow, I'm really butchering this live on air. Yamanote. Okay, but it's a circular line, and the album loops into itself, so that's why I was able to listen to it, like, on repeat. And as he goes from station to station, he sampled spots and tried to make a track that captured, you know, what he saw and felt on each part of the station, and that is so cool. Like, first of all, yeah, that's a lot of time on your hands. But also, if you're as good as this at it, like, sure, you get to, because, like, I don't know. That's sick. That's so fun. I wish everyone could find something that makes them, like, that excited to, like, do. And I hope you find the time to be able to do it, too, because I don't know. That's so fun. That's what I think that's what it's all about, man. Okay, I'm geeking about it. It's super cool. Apparently, there's a video trailer for it, too. This would be the kind of thing that I would love to see, like, a full video for, like, a full one-hour, like, production of each line or something, too. But who knows? It came out in April of this year. Maybe we've got stuff coming down the line. I don't know if any of this has the beatboxing in it as well. I should have probably grabbed one of those as well. I think I only took the ending, which is kind of like a medley of everything on the album. So maybe I'll play that too at the end. Maybe that's a little bit of a spoiler. I think that's a spoiler. You should listen to it for yourself if you like it. But I do want to play, I think it was Harajuku. Let me see if that's the right one that I saved, because I think it has like a very, yeah, I think this one has like a very kind of familiar digital sound to it that I really liked. So let's hope I got that right. Again, there's like 30 tracks on here and all of them are in a language I don't speak. So you have to bear with me if I maybe play something that isn't exactly what I thought, but I think everything from this album is pretty great. So no misses. Here we go. Harajuku. Yes.
Venti hot Starbucks latte, 2% extra milk, quad with whipped vanilla syrup, caramel sauce.
Unfortunately, have to fade it out like one bar early because I'm sure it blends into the next track, which I do not have queued like in the right order. But whoa, I love that one. First of all, there's a bike ring in it, which is cute, but mostly it really reminds me of like a Tamagotchi. And I love Tamagotchi. I'm always gonna love Tamagotchi, man. It's like it holds such a like special part in my heart of like when I was younger, at least than I am today, and those sounds are like so permanently ingrained in my head, and I don't know, hearing it in like that sense and like then going into the like hungry slash, you know, panic notification into the drop is like so crazy. And like hearing different like warbles on those like kind of familiar sounds, like you've probably heard a lot of those. I think they've been like adopted as like door notifications when you walk into like a gas station or like a convenience store or something, it like you hear like a ding ding, or you hear like the sonic rings sound effect or something like that. There's a lot of those effects that have kind of, you know, been repurposed at this point. But wow, yeah, I really, really, really like that track. And geez, that drop just like comes out of nowhere, and it's a steezer for sure. And I've got one more. I'm going a little later tonight. Geez, I'm gonna be tired tomorrow. It's okay. But I found one that is a bit of beatboxing, but not the medley at the end. And with that, my phone is about to die as well. So I'll probably head out after this. I don't know if I'll even say goodbye. I probably will. I love yapping. I'll just do one quick little see ya. But thanks for tuning in. Super, super fun. I really, really like this album, so go check it out. And if you liked it, talk to me about it. I want to talk about it, like, a lot. Like, all I want to talk about it. So talk to me about it. Because I can't talk about Blueprints. So I need... stinking game. Psychopaths made it, by the way. Okay, that, I don't know if that's true or not. But I don't know if psychopaths make it, but the game sure makes psychopaths. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo. Okay. Anyway, this is Otsuka by So-So again, and has some of his beatboxing, I think, if I categorize this correctly in my internal, you know, structure of music library, organization, blah, blah, blah. Track a little bit because it's so pretty. Wait, I'm gonna let it play just a little bit. Thank you. Like, can you hear that? He just paid for a slushie or like a smoothie. You know, like you hear the cash register and a bit of his change and you hear that drill sound. You know, I mean, it could be a construction worker, but I don't think the timber's right for that. I'm not trying to flex or anything, but like, that's so cool, isn't it? That, like, those are things you hear all the time, and he made it sound cooler. Like, he heard it differently ahead of time, structured it into something that sounds awesome. Or he played around until he got there, which is probably more accurate, because like with the beatboxing, I feel like that's where a lot of those cool rhythms come from, is you just, once you get the hang of it, you just go for it, and then you record stuff, and you're like, okay, that part was kind of sick. I'm glad that it really kicked into it toward the end of that track, too, because at the beginning, I was like, okay, yeah, this is, like, really normal beatboxing, but the dude is insane. He has some, like, basses in here that are him as well. Let me see if I can find something, like, really quickly. Let's see. I think we had, Nipori was him, I think, maybe? If I skip a little bit ahead. He's coming in with a bit of more percussive beatboxing. Mixed with like laser sounds. Man, we've had a lot of lasers this show, but oh, I cut my mic. Hello. I was fidgeting. My bad. That bass, I'm like 99% sure is like mostly him, or like the base of the sound is him, because there's certain points where it like tapers off, and that's not like just a low pass filter, you know, cutting the bass out or something. It's very organic, you know, as it kind of growls down, which is crazy. Definitely check out the album if you're interested in human noises, because there's a ton of them on there, whether it was through the things we do every single day or weird blip bloops that So-So is doing with his mouth, that like I have no idea how he be doing all that, but go for it, King. Okay, that's it. I think I'm tired, so I'm gonna go to bed now and go home. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. I got really excited about this album, so I was excited to play some of it. Hope to weave some of this into some mixes maybe later, and we can spook some people with some fake out drops and stuff, because there's some steezers in here that come out of nowhere. So really, really fun. Yeah, wow, this is like the least smooth outro I've had in a little bit. I feel like last time our outro was crazy. I got so philosophical. I was like, be there for your neighbor and everyone needs love and all that, and this time I'm saying things like all that. But anyway, let's get into it. This is, I think autoplay is gonna do Sublime Do in Time. Okay, I'll do that. Bye, love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, as always. I appreciate it.
But she treats me like a unlocked down like a penitentiary. She spreads her loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me. Summertime, the living's easy. Riley's on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and the take. take this veil from off my eyes. My burning sun will someday rise. And what am I gonna be doing for a while? Said I'm gonna play with myself. Show them now we've come off the shell. So what?
Summertime.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Sometimes the windmills combine with the seas in a way that twitches on, pick up the place where the spirit was slain.
Hey! One foot leads to another. Nights for sleep, blue curtains, covers, sequins in the eyes. That's a fine time to dine. Divine who's circling, feeding the cards to the midwives. Love those alien days, the non-stop alien days. Ooh, the alien days. Monograms on
flowers as a token of regret. I try to shake the feeling, but it hasn't happened yet. I try to follow orders and remain the best of friends, but I can't stay inside when the outside must pretend. When in negotiations I see the hollow in your eyes, we lower expectations, we believe each other's lies. We suffer through the silence and maintain that it's alright, but I can't play the game when there's nothing left to find. You make a face like that, your face will freeze like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on. Now when we're together, we speak of everything but us. We make a lovely threesome, just you and me and the ghost of what was. We're like a dirty rumor that's been driven into dust, and I can't stay. You make a face like that, your face a face like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on. You make a face like that, your face will freeze like that. If you keep keeping it up for long, you're gonna put somebody's eye out before you even know you've done somebody wrong. And you cannot take the road less traveled unless you know the road you're on.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it. Don't wait for it. Just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
The ginger tea.